Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com. for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Caroline Yepsen, Salsa, Prince Hess, Anne Schindler, Gwaine, Rebecca McElfish, Piper Cook, Estrid Nielsen, Yearn, Mary, Lucy Breskell-Waters, Steph Leddington, Honeybee, Abigail Trevor, Jennifer Fleming, Emily Deutsch, Annie Wald, Charlotte Shee, Dave Palmer, Stephanie Santos. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards. Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith,
Bryn Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Azu, Selfside Baddam,
Hamid Salah Hurin Altahan,
Zolf Smith.
Oh, look at us. I try and throw you off, and it definitely didn't lead to any complication. Cool, so we are picking up where we left off, but I'm going to put a caveat in that I occasionally do, which is, it's been long.
Oh, God, it's been so long.
Really, yeah.
Like,
months.
I missed these characters.
It's been months and months. We have played other characters multiple times between then and now.
Many specials.
And as always, there may be, like, a minor retcon thing that I'm not aware of. Like, it's tricky to keep track of.
Oh, yeah, there's continuity errors.
As I like to say, if we get things wrong, suck it.
Stop saying it. You keep saying it, and I keep wanting you
not
to.
Look, I have an honest relationship with our fans. This is difficult. We have memories. We are human. Suck it.
You're actually,
none of us are human. We're a dwarf, a halfling, half elf. And
Lyd,
dwarf.
Helen, Ben, and Alex are.
Yeah.
Bryn, I said, wait. I'm Bryn now.
So let's pick up.
I have decided to roleplay as Ben. Hello. I'm so deadly.
It turns out everyone's been asking for a...
Everyone's been asking for a Ben-only episode.
It's actually all of us are
being
Ben-only.
I am being negged right now.
My furry face.
I'm Benjamin Bento Box Meredith.
Tasty, tasty.
Tingly.
I bless the rain down in Africa.
I'll have you know, that made a lot of money for mine.
It did.
I loved it. I loved it.
Okay, no, we're being very serious. We are very serious people.
So, as it stands, you have been investigating the Shoian Institute and finding it to be an abandoned place of academia slash wants recuperation that went to seed because clearly Shoian just went wrong as a person, full of kobolds and also mooks, blokes and or lads, mm-hmm. as we've established. Mm-hmm. You've made your way back down through the main entrance where it's like, welcome, friends, after you killed most of the blokes and or lads and or kobolds at some point or another. You made your way through a bunch of welcome to my adventure thing and just pooed all over that, as I can see.
Well, we had our kobold friend helping us.
You really, really yeah. did. So you entered an escape room, as it were, and escaped the room by breaking it into pieces and then breaking it so it stopped being a lift and climbed up onto the top.
If yes. that is not a metaphor for playing just role-playing games in general. Yeah.
So that is where we are going to pick up, okay? So you are all atop, do we call elevator or lift? Because I keep
lift.
Bouncing.
Lift. Lift.
Good.
We're British,
good,
Alex.
Good, good, good. I'm glad. Lift it is. So you're all atop.
No elevation, please. We're British.
only downwards. We want a downward spiral.
Only lift, no elevate. So you're all atop a lift and Skrark is with you. You're all on top of it facing a ladder. There is a,
like maintenance, a maintenance ladder.
Yeah, so there is a maintenance ladder in this lift shaft. To be clear, you've already gone down a decent distance from the top. You think you can see where the light's coming in from where the lift started, but way, way up, because it was travelling both really, really slowly, but for a long time, because you did, like, didn't you take, like, 20 to smash? Or something like you
yeah,
stripped
maybe.
It
yeah.
to the wallpaper.
Yeah.
With a skilled engineer as well. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. In terms of looking down, it just disappears beyond all of your sights into darkness. In terms of depth, it is a plummetous depth.
I mean, Zolf, you can scout underneath the lift with your boots of levitation?
I can, but that'll take me a while to get there and back again.
Well, just want to know how deep can we see, really?
Pretty deep. Give me half an hour, I'll see where I get.
I think we should tie ourselves all together before we start climbing down, but right. I just thought easiest for you to just
you
climb
see what's
down
on the underside of the
little
lift.
Way, because it's safe for you to go, because yeah, right. you can levitate right. without yeah. any...
Go boots, go!
Yeah, I forgot that's canon, isn't it? Okay, you begin to levitate. Bear in mind, you can go up and down at will. Anything else requires you to move
oh, yeah.
around.
So what I do is I, like, hop into space, shout, go, boots, go, and... don't fall.
Yep.
But now just descend vertically.
Yeah, that's fine. In terms of space, it is easy to step from the lift's roof to there is a ladder on either side. It's a step. There's no checks or anything. However, there isn't much movement room between you and the lift. It's not a squeeze, but at the same time, it isn't like spacious. But once you're down there, it's just empty lift shaft. Okay. So in terms of going down underneath, you see two things. One, that the lift brakes have kicked in, which is why it stopped, because you triggered just about every safety mechanism there is at some point. So it's not going anywhere. Like, even if it was turned on, it has a... Anyone know how these work? I do. I'm just curious if... Okay, it has a literal deadbolt mechanism, which means that when certain criteria are met, it just seizes up. Mm-hmm. So even if power were to return, it cannot go up or down. It is a locked unit now.
It's fine. My knowledge engineering is not, so it's yes.
It's obvious to see that yeah. this isn't going anywhere. Like, it's clearly obvious. But in terms
and he
of,
can now confirm what yep, you yep. told us before, is
but
that
in terms of the
goes down a long
but
way.
In terms of the underneath, because it's an old-style elevator, there is... technically like chains and stuff, but there isn't anything that you think people could reliably climb down other than the ladders.
Cool. I'll come back up. Yeah, lift is locked down. It's not going anywhere unless you can fix it, Sal. There's like deadbolts and stuff, so it's all pretty metal and just there.
Best to climb down, I think.
I can't see the bottom. This could be like a long climb.
Okay, we should tie ourselves together. We should probably go in weight order. That's the safest way.
Wait, in which direction?
Heaviest first. So.
No, lightest
what?
First.
Oh, I thought so. If the heavy person doesn't falls down, they don't hit the lighter person and take them off.
No, but if they're... I mean, if the heaviest person falls down, everyone else falls anyway.
It's just... Well, if we're all tied together, I guess.
Yeah. But, I mean, Azu's also the strongest, so, you know... The thing is, if I fall off, if I'm beneath Azu, then it's a slight jerk on the rope, because the rope will already be close to being tense, and I won't have gone very far. Whereas if I'm above Azu and I fall off, yeah. I fall round her or fall into her, and there's a much bigger jerk on the rope, because I'll have built up momentum before it goes taut with me beneath her.
Sure, makes sense. Reverse the situation. Azu falls off, definitely takes you down with her.
Yes.
But, you know...
There's nothing we can do about that regardless.
Okay, so whatever. Just do it then.
I mean, if Azu falls off, then I will cast Fly on myself
fine.
And then
no,
on
no,
Azu.
That's fine. This is a perilous situation, and it is perilous. Can
yes.
we just get on with it?
Sure. Just trying to be safe.
So what's...
I always find that's overrated, really.
So what's marching orders here? You're all tied together, as far as I understand.
I'm not in enough.
You have more than enough rope.
Okay.
In terms of you, Zolf, are you tied to anyone I need to know?
All of them.
Okay, cool. That's fine. You've got enough rope to do any permutation, although eventually you will just be a Gordian knot that plugs.
Do I have a carabiner of any kind?
I'm just going to give you that for free, yes.
Okay, cool. Then I'll be clipped on to each step as we go down.
That's fine. It will grossly slow you down to do so, but I'm assuming that's still...
That's fine.
Okay, cool. As soon as I start to get tired.
Yeah, that's sensible.
Basically, the first time someone fails a fatigue check, which I assume would, in the game world, be evidenced by...
Clip on. I'm going to say now, you will be making that kind of check, and when someone fails, I'm not skipping to, you die!
Yeah. Someone's going to go...
Okay, so, marching orders, who's at the bottom?
Skrark.
Skrark is more than happy to go first.
With me next.
So I'm going to write this down on a nice vertical list. So we have Skrark... We have Hamid. After Hamid, we have...
I guess it's me.
Cell. After Cell, we have...
Me, because Zolf is levitating.
Azu, and then we have kind of Zolf over here, hello.
flappy things on his...
Zolf feet. With
little boots.
Flying boots. There we go.
Hollow boots.
Does everyone start climbing down? Yeah. Carefully and sensibly.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I am going to tell you all now. You all appreciate the scale. You all know how going down the ladder goes. It's going to take a while.
Okay.
You all start climbing down in your marching order, yeah? In which case, then, I am going to accelerate time. However, none of you have a way of accurately telling time whilst you're climbing down here. And if none of you have any special abilities that let you do that, can I get a survival check from anyone that's able to give it? Because that's the only way to act to guess over long periods.
Zolf can tell time by how often he has to reactivate his boots.
Yeah!
I mean, technically,
yes.
Yeah.
Ben's face is a picture right now.
I hate this.
He's like, unnecessary admin. And I wish that we had a way to accurately tell time.
I'm glad that there was an unnecessarily administrative way to solve this problem.
are you wanting to keep track of every single minute that passes?
Oh, I don't know.
Just give me a yes, no.
Yes, okay, I don't care. Okay. This is beyond my ability to care.
Everyone please give me a fort save. Apart from Zolf, who really doesn't need to.
I thought we were doing a survival check.
Oh, sorry, yes. Let's do a survival check anyway, yeah. Let's do a survival check anyway.
I got 13.
Yep.
I got 8.
Okay.
I got 21.
Okay.
I choose not to make one.
That's fine.
Hammond does not have these skills.
That's all good. In which case, then, I will deal with that at the other end of this tunnel. Can everyone please, apart from Zolf, give me a fort save? The first of many.
Ooh.
30.
As a natural 20.
Yeah, that was a natural 20.
Good.
20 unnatural.
Yep.
24.
And could everyone please give me a fort save?
Oh, God.
No.
Well, apart from Zolf, who gets to kind of just...
I got a natural 1.
I got a natural 1.
Yeah, but you previously had a natural 20. Those cancel out, right?
Okay, that's good to know. That's what I need.
Okay.
And...
10 total.
Excellent.
Oh, God.
What was your total again, Azu?
11.
And Cell's total?
Oh, 7.
Everyone give me another roll, please.
I'm
stacking things up in my head.
Everyone, is that another four save?
Oh, sorry, yeah, another four save.
Just roll.
When in doubt, roll a four save. You're in the biggest ladder in the world. If I ask you to roll, assume it's a four save unless I say otherwise.
16.
Yep.
11.
Yep.
18.
Okay, another four save. There is a specific number I'm aiming for.
Are we counting along at home? 24.
Okay.
8.
Yep.
20.
13 minutes.
Give me another four save, please.
14.
11.
16.
Okay, cool. So, you carry on going for at least 2 hours at a measured pace. Just clunk, 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 clunk. As you proceed along, you all seem to be doing okay. Sometimes, one of you all slip and jerk. So, Azu, for instance, had an awkward moment. There was a slip and jerk. That's tiring. Thanks for that, Hamid, or whatever. You know, that kind of thing. Mm. However, at the end of these sort of 2 hours, you are... How do I put it? You're still unable to see a clear bottom, but it's becoming apparent that it's because it's very dark. You are on the underside of the lift at this point, and no light is coming up from the bottom, which is making it quite difficult to discern distance.
And some of us are doing this by feel,
yes,
in darkness.
Oh, yeah.
So, as it stands, you can light the way, by the way, but I'm just saying no light is coming up from the bottom.
I'm going to light a torch.
That's fine.
But I'll just cast dancing light.
If you can do that without endangering yourself, fine.
I don't think you can, because it has a somatic component. And you would have to... You could just hold on with your legs.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I light a torch.
Correct. So the point stands, though. No light's coming up from the bottom, so the distance is still hard to call. Cell, you are now entering fatigued.
Okay.
So what fatigued means is the following, which is going to be relevant going forwards. You cannot run or charge, and it takes a minus two penalty to strength and dexterity.
Ooh.
And doing anything that would cause fatigue will cause exhaustion. Okay? Ooh. The way that you get rid of fatigue is normally you take 8 hours of complete rest. I actually think that's a little bit extreme given the nature of like the game, so I'm going to lessen that, but you will need proper rest.
I can't remember which of the paladins had cure fatigue.
It was Grizzop, but I also have it.
Okay.
Woo!
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I was like, I think I have, but...
You chose different mercies.
Yeah, it's deceived.
What
and
I will say is, you have the ability to deal with it, then I am going to retcon and say, fatigue will have an 8-hour rest period because it is a resource drain that you can actually deal with.
I only get 7 a day, though, Alex.
So... Oh. What this means now is you are going to be like this going onwards from now, and it'll take you 8 hours of rest unless someone magically deals with the situation.
So,
and to be clear with everyone, exhausted is a state you do not want to enter. I'm not going to go into all of the mechanics of it. Avoid it, even if it costs you resources.
Is Cell vocal about their situation?
Yeah, they'll grumble.
This is...
Do you know how much longer this will... Just, you know, there are things that I'm willing to do for kind of, you know... 8-10 hours a day, but I don't know if
I float down next to them. Do you need to pick me up?
What have you got?
Nice.
You might be disappointed about this, but magic. Yeah?
Yeah.
Boop.
Oh.
Please tell me that you boop Cell and then deal with the fatigue.
No, I just sort of... I poke them in, like, the shoulder blade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As a stand action, no, you cast Calming Touch. I have 7 of these a day. Yep. They are separate from my other spells. And you remove fatigue, shaken, and sickened.
Ooh.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, that's the good
Make
stuff.
Make sure you track that it's gone. Oh, also, yeah, yeah. I love that it's just a... What's this? This is a feel-better spell. What's it do? It makes you feel better in all ways.
I am a cleric of being, like, cool.
Yeah, just...
I can hang. I'm a cleric of I can hang.
I just wish that we could industrialise this. It'd do a lot of good for a lot of people.
I'm not one of like those dull clerics. I'm a cool cleric.
Yeah.
Look at this shark. Tools. Look at this shark tooth necklace I got. It's cool. I'm a cool dad.
Not shark tooth. That comes from the sea, and I'm not going back.
Okay. So everyone, please give me a roll.
Just a fortitude.
You all know exactly what I'm asking for.
Yeah.
Right. A will save. Cool. I got a natural 20.
So
just wasted a natural 20.
Oh no, I've used it.
You used it up.
Bryn.
Oh look, I get another one. I used it up again.
What are people? What are people 19. Getting on my fort saves? 19.
24.
Yep.
13.
Okay. Another one.
I'm just gonna roll for funsies.
Stressful.
25.
Yep.
17.
Yep.
12.
Infinity.
Again.
I like being involved. Oh, 7. Ugh.
11.
Yep.
22.
Yep.
11.
One more.
15.
16.
Yep.
14.
And sorry, one more. I got my maths wrong.
So an 11.
Natural 1. That would have been bad.
16.
Shouldn't be involved, eh?
Yeah.
12.
11.
So as it stands, at the end of this, everyone gains a level of fatigue.
Boop, 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 boop.
Please deduct the necessary resources.
When you say everyone, that's Cell again.
Yeah, I'm afraid Cell did. Cell did again.
Mark up another 3.
And Scrark.
Oh, I've got a roll for Scrark.
Oh, no!
Excellent, excellent.
Do I care about Scrark?
I mean, is Scrark light enough that if they just flop?
Can we just carry?
I would allow that, actually. Scrark would be light enough that the rest of you could carry them if you wanted.
I think we should just carry them.
Lizards aren't known for their heft, are they?
They are an extremely light individual. Do people just want, if Scrark's tiny limbs finally give up, to just leave Scrark
hanging? Actually, the best solution might be to tie Scrark to Zolf.
I'm fine with that.
Just, like, a little kobold holder.
Yeah, I'll just hold Scrark.
That was the correct call. It is physically impossible for Scrark to have succeeded those 4 saves and not end up an exhausted puddle of I'm tired at the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to reiterate, was everybody at maximum hit points?
Yes.
Fine.
Cool. You make it to the bottom of this lift shaft. It takes you the better part of about 5 hours, 4 hours ish, maybe 4.5. The reason being, really simply, you made this because someone was magically making you not tired. There's no version where you could have possibly climbed down on your own. Also,
we must be a long way down.
Whoever designed this did a terrible job because there weren't even refuge points halfway down or whatever. But as you continue going down, the bottom sneaks up on you, if I'm honest. Can everyone please give me a perception check?
Imagine if there's nothing down here.
Yeah.
Imagine if it's just a room with no end exit.
Oh, I kind of want to do that.
No. Don't do it!
14.
Yep.
21.
Yep.
31.
20.
Okay, everyone gets high enough to...
Yeah, oh, come on! I see through walls!
There's extra stuff a-coming. You're all so keen. So, as you're climbing down, you're all aware when the bottom starts coming up for the simple reason that it turns out it's not completely dark. There is a slight amount of glow coming. Specifically, you know that effect where you shine light on water in, like, a darkened room and then you end up with the ripply effects up on the ceiling? Mm-hmm. That is across the bottom. There's no possible way you could have seen this light from a distance because it's quite dim.
It's more, I still have a torch, so...
So my point is that you're seeing this beyond the realm of torch.
Fine. Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. Cool.
So you know that the ground is coming a long time before it is.
I will, when we start to get down towards it, I'm going to extinguish the torch
that's
just because we're entering the realms of people might be
yeah,
here
that's
again.
Fine. Sel, you additionally hear the sounds of... Your brain goes leaking hydraulics.
Are we in, like, an underwater cavern? Does it do that cool drip noise that you make with your mouth?
What, you mean?
I just really like that
no,
noise.
No, you're in a lift shaft. But as it stands, I'm going to let you have stopped a sensible distance above it to do, like, maybe preps and not just go, bump, hello!
For the pulpy season.
Yeah, absolutely. So while you're taking a moment to sort of figure out what you're going to be doing
from... How many hours did you say it's taken us?
Probably about 4.5, as close as you can estimate. There's a couple of times where
your
it's like, I may have lost count in the tens of thousands.
Yeah, well, I can't remember how long my mage armor lasts.
While we do a bunch of admin, we'll take a break and then we'll come back with an active game plan.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome back. So you are at the bottom of the lift shaft. Are you proceeding to the entrance?
Yeah, we'll
bear in mind that the doors are closed. They don't look like enormous slab or anything, but the reason it's so dark is only a tiny amount of light's coming in through a crack between the two doors.
So you were talking about the ripply look. Is the floor, the base of this lift shaft, like floor, or is it
good
going
question.
To water?
No, so the ripply effect is there is a line of light on the opposite wall to the lift.
Like some kind of massive elevator doors.
Yeah, think massive elevator. Think freight elevator door. It has a sort of line down the middle where the doors don't quite meet. The quality of that light is waving, but it's not reflecting off water in the actual bottom of the lift shaft.
So the lift shaft is just like...
The lift shaft is no. So the lift shaft bottom is full of mechanism. If you were to have fallen, you would have fallen onto an elaborate, massive clockwork mechanism, etc.
Horrible spike watsits.
Horrible spike watsits. It would have been bad.
It's probably a bit of a lip up to the door.
Sal, you got like a 30 on your perception check, right?
31.
Yeah. So what you see is at the very, very bottom, this is useful information, there is a rescue lift there. So what it is it's basically just a platform for like two people. You might all be able to squeeze on it if you're kind of hanging or whatever.
Yeah,
that has the sole job of going up to assist in the event that lift stopped halfway. Whether it's powered, but it is there. And that's what you would have landed on and turned into a type of pate through.
Okay, cool. So do you guys have a normal like attack strategy for these sort of situations? Is there, well, you know, could you clue me in?
You've basically seen it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We've already had the disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We should look through that door quickly.
Look through the gap and then prize them open.
Yeah, I guess I was going to say you got invisibility, but we can't really hide a door opening, can we?
No, that'd be like a bit poltergeisty, yeah, and these guys, they might.
I'm running.
Think
a bit low on spells.
I'm
going to
clamber around the lift shaft and just look for maybe some sort of service entrance.
Oh yeah, sure. I'm not even going to get a perception check. You find that there is two ways that you could do this. On one side, there is a hatch, like a manual entrance, where you could pull it open and do, like, you know, the hydraulic pump thing to pump the door open. On the other side, you see a kobold-sized little hatch that does literally go through beside the lift doors.
Okay, that's... Wait, there's a little hatch there for Skrark.
It is too small for... I think all of you, actually, apart from Skrark.
I might just be able to, but it'd be a very tight squeeze.
This is, to put this in context that people might get the reference of, this is Jeffrey's tubes for kobolds size. So it's not a case of, I might be able to squeeze, like, you already got to be at the lower end before you even try.
I mean, I can reduce myself.
That would work.
I can be small.
Right, so we can get some people through there. Or we could just send Skrark through and...
Skrark! How are you feeling, Skrark?
Keep Skrark with us.
Have you dealt with Skrark's fatigue? Or have you saved the resource? Because at some point, the reason that you'll have picked up Skrark is he'll have just gone...
It took a long rest, didn't it?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, cool. In which case, Skrark's good. Like, Skrark's just like, Skrark!
Hey, buddy, what's on the other side of this door?
Skrark!
You are on the other side of the door.
Just kind of looks a bit vaguely blank at self.
Have you ever been down here, Skrark?
Kind of shakes his head, looks at you like, whoa. Because I will give you this for free. Skrark did say before you enter the lift, no one goes past the curtains.
Yeah.
That's where the big boss lives.
I walk up to the lift doors and peer through the crack.
Okay, cool. Give me a perception check, actually. Just because there's a chance you could get extra
18.
Stuff. Okay, cool. So, what you see takes a moment for your brain to process. It looks at first, you're like, oh, it's an aquarium tunnel. They had one of these in Paris. Oh, it is what appears to be a thick glass tunnel that is running across potentially the seabed. Like, a few fish are going at the edge. Like, you have a very narrow field of vision. It disappears off into gloom straight ahead.
Yeah, I'll describe that to everyone else.
Oh, right. Okay, well, I'll pump this little handle then and get the door open.
Yep.
That sounds amazing.
It's yeah, pretty cool, but...
Okay. Yep, cool.
As he stands next to the door with
does
her accent,
Ben describe what Zolf is doing?
I'm pumping the little hydraulic handle to get the door open.
Keep pumping.
Azu is tense.
Excellent.
He's just ready to...
I'm going
to
give Azu some wordless encouragement, because I think I've worked out by now what triggers your anxieties.
Okay, cool. So, you pump the door, and two things become immediately apparent.
Mm-hmm.
One, it works. Two... It's really messed up and clearly no one's been using this door.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of, like, mucked up, rusted. Like, you can see that, yes, there isn't literally water completely filling the lift shaft, but there is, like, the sign of, like, mildewy kind of rust patterning on the doors.
This is presumably
so
the tunnel back to the mainland that we were told about, but...
Are we going the wrong blooming way?
So, you keep opening...
I mean, this is where we were being herded to by the weird puzzle stuff.
So as you continue sort of pumping that hydraulics and it opens about 75% of the way and then there's the sound of, yeah, that's leaking hydraulics. Okay, cool, great, cool. In terms of what you're looking at, metal grating along the floor, it looks to be a glass tube has been sort of sunk into the seabed in some way. Glass tube from the sort of like about a quarter of the way up the tube is like dirt seabed kind of thing. You can see like stanchions to hold it in. And then arched glass with metal... What's the word?
Like reinforcement,
arches?
Basically.
Like arches. Girders? I've forgotten the word. It'll come to me later. Like, think curved girders. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like belts around it to keep it because of pressure and so on. In terms of what you can see, there is light at here because as far as you can tell, a small amount of what might be sunlight has been making it way down all the way through to here. But it's... Actually, who has knowledge nature?
I do. Lots.
Okay, give me knowledge nature.
Got so many knowledges.
Sorry, I was giving information. I realised that you actually have relevant knowledges.
17.
17?
Yep.
Yeah, it's probably not sunlight. It's probably a natural phosphorescence is kicking around, which would imply that there's a thermal vent nearby, probably.
Cell explains this, but not that succinctly.
And in terms of this corridor itself, you can see it heads off in towards the gloom, but you also can see that beyond this tunnel, like through the glass, is really heavily warped because of refraction and so on, are more structures ahead. So it doesn't look like it's just one tunnel that goes on for miles and miles. You can see more structures ahead. There are no large statues that have like someone holding a chain and breaking it or anything like that. I saw that look.
We continue down the corridor.
That's fine. I think we do.
You all see loads of fishies all around the outside, which is nice.
Do we see any octopuses?
You see 15 octopuses.
Yay!
In fact, you do. You see a herd of wild octopus crawling across the plane.
They do move in herds.
Everyone give me a perception check for actively... I assume you're looking out at something you would never have had the chance to see.
Yeah. 23.
23?
31.
Mm-hmm.
23.
17.
Excellent. Who got 31?
Me.
You're the first to spot it, but I'm assuming you'd tell the others. Yep. Not warn, sorry. There's a shipwreck, like, beyond what you can see. It looks to be a wooden sailing ship of some type, but it looks to be there's an actual shipwreck within sight distance of here.
In the Japanese or European style?
In the Japanese style, but good question. Carrying along this tunnel, there's another one. There's two. There's one on the other side.
Oh, no.
There's, like, eight.
Oh, no.
They're dotted around. There doesn't appear to be... It's not like there's a specific trap that's just plonking them one on top of the other or anything. But it does appear like there's quite a lot of traffic at the bottom of this ocean.
Obviously, I don't know anything about, you know, Japanese warfare. But
you know a heck of a lot about boats, though.
I do. Do these boats look like they're old? Basically, was there a historical battle, which we're now just in the middle of, or has Showin been sinking boats?
Okay, do you have knowledge history? And if
not knowledge sailor.
I know you do. Do you have knowledge history as well?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay, cool. In that case, then, could you give me a separate profession sailor check and a separate knowledge history check?
16 on profession sailor and 13 on history.
Okay, cool. In terms of history, this isn't your specialty.
No.
The technology hasn't changed enough to really merit, like, much dating for this.
Yeah.
As a profession sailor, these are ships that have been actively destroyed. It looks like...
I think the giant mechanical squid is grabbing them and bringing them back here to its nest.
It looks like they have been tactically attacked. So, like, you know what something running around of a reef or something is.
Yeah.
One of them has done that. Like, one of them, you're like, that hit a rock. That's what happened there. But the others, something has done a lot more wholesale destruction.
So I was more thinking in terms of how rotted is the wood. Like, how old do they look? Because it would be like, oh, this is from a few hundred years ago. Oh, this is from yesterday.
At varying points within the last 10 years.
Cool. Right. Looks like Showin's been sinking boats. These were from about 10 years ago.
That squid thing has been...
Sell, as free knowledge, you know that within the last 10 years, boats would still have been making their way to the Showin Institute, because it's only in the last few years that he's openly been like, I'm weird! And up to then, he was kind of maintaining a facade, so that checks out.
So they've been within the last 10 years?
Yeah.
Well, he only started being kind of aggressive a few years ago, so do you think it could just be within the last few years?
Oh, no, I don't live around here.
It's really hard to tell. Like, within 10 is all you can get.
Is this a dangerous passage of water? How's the weather been over the last decade?
Well, like, it was fine. People were trading with Showin when it was an active thing, but...
Would you lose boats? I mean, a lot of these look like they've actually been attacked. Was there a lot of piracy?
Actually, I can say one of them appears to be a military vessel. All the others appear to be trading vessels. You'd know that even at a glance.
Sure.
There's no mass disappearance of boats that I'm aware of.
I mean, there's not that many for 10 years, but it's, I don't know. It looks like things have been... This is a dangerous stretch of water. Either that or massively busy and unlucky.
I think stuff's been being brought back here. This is where that weird underwater thing with the metal... thing
comes from? Yeah, but I don't know much about them, but I've been looking into them over the last 2 years. I don't think that's really how these things function, to be honest. I don't know, but my reckoning is that they're just controlled by something. So having them brought back here or anything like that, like showing any sort of natural behaviours, they're not natural things. They'll just do what they're told. So unless Showin wants to build a shipwreck collection, I don't know.
So, like, I was not aware of people vanishing like this, but there's been, it's basically been a war for the last few years, so I can't tell you.
I would say for free, you can tell that the majority of these vessels must have come from the mainland just by virtue of size.
Right.
There might be one that could have been, like the dinkliest one, but that kind of size ship isn't really going to be here. For Zol's benefit, you're looking at like anything between a 10 and like 25 handers. So, like, proper sailing vessels, like, some of them are multi-mast.
So they weren't from around here?
They can't have been from your island. There isn't enough materials and people to man them.
Like, basically, these aren't local, right? But they might have been sailing past our area. But
okay.
they weren't coming from our...
Yeah. No, I know, that's probably, yeah, boats, there's trading vessels, they're going to be going long distances. I mean, is this a trading pass? Is this, you know, whatever, it's probably not important. Let's just, we'll leave it later, we'll work it out later. Ask Joey, he's probably got an evil monologue to explain what he's doing, so, you know.
Sounds about right.
Do you press on down the tunnel?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. As you continue to do so, the structures beyond resolve themselves from the gloom. Can everyone give me another perception check, because it's a perception-heavy bit?
Well, we are underwater.
19.
22. 26.
27.
Ooh, good rolls from everyone. So I'll go for Zol first and then work my way up. There's a complex down here. It lacks the showiness of the building up top. So the building up top was kind of like, look how, like, grand arch and so on. Here, utility is king. You're looking at sort of mostly domed structures to deal with pressure and so on. It's not like... Yeah, it lacks the... Maybe the vaguely Art Deco-esque style of up top.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Are the lights on?
You can see that some of the lights are on. For everyone else, you all start to realise it's in quite the state of disrepair. However, it also appears to have had sort of no maintenance. So, like, seaweeds and so on have started to overgrow one side of it. Like, no one has been going out and clearing stuff, so it's been sort of getting overgrown. You see that one of the domes has imploded. It has just crunched in on itself. There are lights on in some of them. The majority of the structure seems okay. And then, Sel, I'll give you an additional of... If you had to take a professional punt, you'd say it looks more like a combination of it hasn't been maintained and it's also taken some structural damage in the last... 12 months, say. So stuff like maybe a rock fell on it, but it's not just... I'm not trying to say that something hit it once and now it's a bit damaged. I'm saying both have happened. It's both in disrepair and it looks like maybe it's been hit. Maybe there was like a earthquake or something that maybe shook it out a bit.
Why would you build something so incredible and then just leave it to rot? This like, look at this place. It's incredible.
Oh, there's nothing like this elsewhere in the world.
This and he's just built it and then like left it and
well,
then not
do we know
told
for
anyone?
Certain he built it? What if someone else built it and then he moved in?
Does it matter?
Probably not.
We should be careful because if there are leaks in there, we could be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, this could all collapse at like any time. This stuff has not been maintained.
You also know for free that this kind of place is likely to chain react. So if like one bit goes, it'll take more than just itself with it.
Oh, like, and it will. Once it goes, it'll go. Like, we will get hit quick. I mean, one of the things is we will be fine right up until the point that we are not fine. I will probably be fine because I can become a dolphin.
So, Azu's hands, like, her knuckles whiten on the axe. She's holding it like a comfort blanket at this point. Like, it is her one defense.
So what you're saying is we need to get in and out quickly.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Then let's get moving.
Oh.
So, you get close to the complex. In terms of distance, you're only talking, like, maybe 200 metres or so. It's just that visibility is poor at the bottom of the ocean. As you start approaching, you see that there is a very, very mouldy, sort of tatty banner, similar to what the main entrance one was. It seems older than that one, and it's just saying, "Congratulations, Puzzle Whiz," is... I can't say it properly. It's a bad Japanese translation. But, like, it's badly written. It's like a raffle sign. It's not good.
I am starting to think that the puzzle was not written for us.
We are in a literal funhouse.
It is amazing.
No, I mean, this is ridiculous.
It appears to have a pressure door, same as what the... you remember when you came in via the dock?
Submarine style.
There's one of those which is closed but seems to be in decent repair.
Shall we open it?
We're not staying here, are we? So, yeah, let's get on with it.
Okay, right.
There's also, actually, it's worth pointing out, there is a locker to the right-hand side of it, which is closed and affixed to the side of the tunnel.
Open it.
Okay.
Yeah.
In which case, the trap goes off.
Mm-hmm. sort of assumed there would be one.
Oh, it takes me by surprise every time.
A vial in the top of the locker goes and shatters. Inside the locker is what appears to be a fire axe, something similar to that. What appears to be a specific wrench. It looks like it's something made to measure, not a standard wrench. And then up top you see like a closed wooden chest that appears to be waterproof.
Okay. The vial.
What was in the vial? It was just a random vial dropped? What?
I just gave you a very accurate description of what happened. A vial dropped.
I assume that it will have a slow burning effect.
Well, given you're an alchemist.
Yeah, can I do an alchemy?
Yep.
Do an alchemy.
That's a 19 plus 17. That's 36.
Takes a little while, and you start to realise why you're having an issue. You're like, oh, what subtle machination of this? What clever and elusive product could it be? Ah, no, you know what it was? This would have been a really, really lethal poison about 3 years ago. What it is now is a very fine residue because no one has done any maintenance and they set up a trap that hasn't gone off in, like, 3 years.
So, guys, one thing, I just need you to know how incredible this trap would have been years ago, but we're not dead now, which is a great sign. Pretty sure that this means that this place has been abandoned for like at least 3 years, maybe more. And look, a wrench. I have a new tool.
Shall we see what's in a stupid box then?
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be some like prize for the bloody game he's trying to play.
We can at least check for traps if we can. I mean, not that any of us can really do that very well.
I'd check for traps by throwing it across a bloody room at a wall.
That's actually probably a very good idea.
No, I don't think
so. But then the trap would go off on the other side of the.
I'll throw it hard against the floor. It's
better.
All right. I do that.
You smash the box on the floor.
Yeah, away from me.
At which point, there's a kind of sad as the very small powder charges within it go off, releasing some very mouldy confetti. And inside, one of the four vials that are inside shatters from the impact. The other three are intact. They appear to also have the residue of what was probably once something useful or useless or a poison, who knows. But whatever it is now is mostly like a smear on a piece of glass.
Is there anything else in the box?
No. It was like a felt box, very, very posh once upon a time, that's gotten a bit water damaged and now has three vials in it, which have a small powder, but you're 90% certain, just at a glance, it should have been maybe a potion or something.
Are we being invited to Showin's potion factory because we won some sort of competition?
To be fair, I would have entered that.
Well, then you'd have known if it happened. Did it happen?
No.
That is right. An accurate statement.
Do you think this was made for you, Sal? If you knew
well,
that
if
you
so, were... then I never got the invitation. I don't think I factored that bigly in his, you know, calculations, but...
But he clearly knew that someone would come looking.
Because there were... No, but also there were outfits for us.
Oh.
So maybe he's updated it? I don't know, and just done half of it?
How long ago did you...
You guys were, like, just 2 years late for something. I don't know why that would happen.
Oh.
Oh, your little time jaunt.
Yeah, what?
But it was for the four of us.
Yeah, why was I and you...
None of this makes sense.
And I wasn't with you when you did that.
There's a lot of bits of this that are completely incongruous with each other.
Should we just go in and beat the answers out of it?
Yeah. I am
starting to just lose my rag with this idiot.
So, big old door. Do you open it?
Yes.
Check for traps.
Okay, cool. Give me a perception check.
For all the good it'll do. 27.
You detect no traps.
Cool.
Actually... he says that. You detect what should have been a trigger once upon a time... but is like clearly going to do nothing.
Dangling.
Like you detect what's probably a trap that has both already gone off and also would not work now even if it was reset.
I point that out and then go, yeah, let's open
this
door.
Are we genuinely going to the right place or are we just going to find... Has Showin died wonder. And nobody's noticed?
I'm starting to wonder. This is all very weird.
Okay. So you push open the door. The first thing that becomes apparent is the corpse face down in front of you, immediately in front of the door, that has a large bolt through its head.
Oh.
Signs of life. Excellent.
And on that, well, I think we will end the episode.
Definitely not signs of life.
Somebody shot the bolt. That is a sign of life.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
No one has any idea what's going on, and that makes me really happy.
Because it's incredibly confusing.
You built it for this.
But if the bolt isn't still crackling with electricity, it could have gone off at any time.
Are we just literally in Bioshock now?
God, no.
Did they have a New Year's Eve party and then some half of them went mad on potions and then shot the other half?
Ben, I'm not a hack. They all went mad.
Oh. Look, that if also we just happens. End this episode, we can get to next week sooner. So bye!
Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening. Playing.
Zolf Smith.
It has been
not
salad.
No, that just popped into my head as we were about to do this. Because the Discord went crazy about it. And I nearly said it again because I've been defending myself about it so much.
I'll cue you back in. You all ready?
Sorry, I'm going to do it right.
Who are you playing, okay?
Yeah.
And who are you playing?
Beefcake.
The beefy boy.
Beefy boy. It's me, the beefy boy.
It's beefy dad.
And who are you playing?
Come the other way around.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.